you know, sometimes you can't always be that charismatic person, you know, because friends and family will sometimes take advantage, you know, like, for example, like, you do something, I mean, you're doing it out of your heart, right? And whatever, maybe in the football ground, a situation may come up that, you know, you, in that situation, you would have handled it, but in that exact situation, the person turned around and was like, no, or I don't know, I can help you, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? That's when we like to, like, take a step back, because obviously, you don't have the same heart as I do. It's time to cut some things off, it's time to regulate things. It's time to see who's really here for me, you know? And I just don't like the type of people that try to see how far they can get with you, you know? Like, see how much you can tolerate and just take advantage and take, you know? It's like, I don't know, like, it's not a good thing. If anybody's going through the situation and you're that caring person, just stop caring, because at the end of the day, that same person's not going to be caring about you when you're going through that same situation, you know? Who's to say? I mean, it only takes one time, you know, to be a little maybe once or twice, you know, but obviously when you see it, you know, recognize it and just remove yourself from that situation, you know, or just be by yourself, period. You know what I mean with that? Just want to come here and stories. That's definitely a big topic here. Is this person doing the same thing that you would do? Friends and family. You know, friends and family. But sometimes, you know, we gotta look out because people will take advantage of you. So, we'll take advantage of the caring person, the charismatic person, because we realize how good we are inside than most that actually gives a fuck, that will actually do some shit, make shit happen for them. They fuck us over, you know what I'm saying? And that's one thing. That's why us Capricorns turn cold too, you know? You're not realizing that we're down for you and things like that. And all we want to do is actually help people and give them advice and tell them, you know, this and that, give them some knowledge about life, you know. I'm old, so wise. I'm not even, the knowledge that I know so far, you know, I would at least have to be 50 years old, and I ain't damn near any of that. Nah, maybe 17. But, yeah, trying to help people, and sometimes it just feels like you're being taken advantage of. So stop caring. Worry about you. Worry about yourself. Realize these people are just trying to take advantage of you, of your guilt. They know you're a nice person. You know you're a good person. They know, because if they did it, they wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Or they wouldn't have came here. Realize you're a good person, but maybe that person doesn't need your goodness, and I don't need to be around. Yeah, it's sad, but sometimes it is what it is. And yeah. You know what I hate the most? I hate a complaining man. You know, the same kind of man that is that don't want a naggy bitch. You know, a female that's always complaining and whining and nah, nah, nah. Well, I hate me a complaining ass man. As complaining about the responsibilities and the role that he plays as a man. Now, this is my opinion only, and this is what I feel is right. I hate a man that's always complaining about what he gotta do and this and that. Oh my God, why I gotta do this? Why I gotta spend money? Blah blah blah. Like, why do you want women then? You on the wrong lane, boy. Women like money and they like being treated nice. You gotta do what you gotta do. Pay bills. I mean, what you mean? This is a world. Unless you wanna go to the other side, fine. Hey, it's a new world. We all love it. I'm bisexual, by the way. I fucks with it. But at the end of the day, if you're with a woman and you're a man, come on. I mean, get with it. Stop complaining and stop nagging about the shit you have to do as a man. You wanna be the man? Show me. Prove it. Come on. You can't be the man by complaining like a little bitch, like a little girl. They ain't gonna fly with that point. I don't wanna hear it. Shut your mouth or get the stepping. Cause I need me a man over here. Like, what? Stop complaining. And get the fuck up and do what you got to do. Period. So, here's my little podcast right here. Because I wanted to just bring this out here. Because I'm about tired of men complaining. And then they accuse us women for complaining. Like, no. Women will complain until you do your job right. So, yeah. Men, stop complaining. Do what you gotta do. Bye. Some females be wanting a man around just to have around. Just to dick them down and feel satisfied and happy with that. And then wonder why when you get much older that you barely have balls. You're not even supposed to be doing all of that. What about your bills? You know, we live in the real world. You definitely need money. So, you don't want this man for money. Oh no, I'm good. I just need to dig. I just need to ride around. Alright girl, do that thing. Get free. Loosen them walls up. Meanwhile, other people are getting paid and having their bills paid. Okay, now I'm sure you've heard Capricorns are hard to satisfy. Now, my thing is, yes, we are, but there is a solution to this problem. Now, if you're with a Capricorn and you're not really able to provide, I'm telling you right now, that's not going to work. If you're with a Capricorn and y'all going half, whatever, you're doing that, I don't know if you're going to keep her. I mean, no. Okay. If she's doing everything on her own, on whatever, she doesn't need you. So, like, you can't really satisfy her unless you were the one that was providing and taking care of things. She can sit back. She can relax. We all know we're all hard workers. We know we get shit done. But the thing is, I can do better by myself. Now, if you ain't gonna do shit over here with me, of course you're gonna hear me complaining because maybe you're not the man for the job. That Capricorn does not need to be with you. she's not going to be happy if you're not able to provide for this woman. Even though this woman could provide for herself. Let's get that straight. She doesn't need anybody. Because at the end of the day, when shit gets down, she's going to figure out a way to get back up. That's just how we are. Period. But if you're a man and your funds are low, honestly, you're not the man for the job. You're never going to be able to please this woman. I'm telling you right now. You're not going to be able to fulfill this woman. Her eyes is going to be looking elsewhere. So get your bag up. Take on that man role. Provide, pay all the bills, nigga. Pay all. What you mean? Hair and health, whatever. Watch this Capricorn turn around now. But if you're going to say you're going to do something, you better deliver. Because you ain't... Listen. You ain't going to never hit the last. We're going to remind your ass. We don't believe in broken promises. What was that? Yeah. Don't play with us. So, this woman is only made for people that got their money together. They ain't worried about nothing. They ain't got to look at their phone and check their bank account. They don't got to be like, count their little dollars out. No, all that is embarrassing, if anything. Pull out your car. Bow. Go in the store. What you want? Bow. Matter of fact, she should be already with a dude where she don't really gotta be thinking, do he got me? Listen, if she thinking that, you ain't the man for the job. You should always get her. Trust, you'll be rewarded in the end.